Show. I am Jeffrey.
Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got a longtime sidekick here with us, Ray. By the way, Ray, you've become a lot more vocal the longer you've been on this show. You used to be quiet and only occasionally chime in.
I wasn't getting drunk yet.
Nah, see, that's the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And I'm prepared to get kicked off of YouTube for drinking too much.
You only drink one beer.
One beer.
You know what? Maybe I'll have a second one because. Oh, boy. Well, I found that typically our audience will follow us to Rumble. Not quite as many views as I typically get on YouTube, but I made it a point of pushing the Rumble, and people went there, which is awesome.
Nice.
Well, our audience are the kind of people that would go to Rumble. You know what I mean?
Just stumble into a Rumble page.
I've had a Rumble page for a while, actually.
No pun intended. Stumble into a Rumble page.
What about stumbling into a Rumble page?
Never mind. They're drunk like us. They stumble into it.
That's the whole point of the show, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so I don't know why you thought this would be interesting, right? But you did. I believe it was you anyway who put the most popular drive-through restaurants into.
I did that.
That was you. I was certain this was a Ray thing because Ray goes really weird sometimes.
Thanks, I try my best. But Brian,
no, I put that up there because I found it interesting.
All right, well, what about interested you?
That. In Virginia, the most popular restaurant is McDonald's.
I'm a little surprised by that.
I wonder what it is in Massachusetts.
Well, go ahead and find out. Burger King's pretty popular here. I know it's not Jack in the Box because you can't find one.
No, you got to be in Charlotte, North Carolina for Jack in the Box on the East Coast.
Well, you can't find... What's the little tiny slider burgers? White Castle.
White Castle.
Yeah, there's no White Castles.
I think you see that in Jersey and New York.
No Bojangles. B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings just made it, just came up to the South Shore of Massachusetts. Which is cool because I like this food. I mean, that's why they're going nationwide because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of crushing the local culture. You know what I mean?
I can't expand the picture to tell which state is which for the most.
Oh, that's
part.
Unfortunate. Yeah, Massachusetts is not a large state.
No, I found Connecticut because they got the little hook standing out. Mm. If you're right below it, then you are a subway place.
You know which one Massachusetts is, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I used to work for a second class on the Carl Vinson, an HT2, who swore Boston was its own state and was not part of Massachusetts. And I got in this huge argument with a guy. I was like, no, it's the capital. He goes, no, it's its own state. They signed the revolution. I was like, okay, that's debatable, but they were a big part. They were a huge part of it. But it is the capital of Massachusetts.
Boston?
Yeah, but he swore it was its own state. And I was like, I don't understand. He's like, they even taught you that in high school, didn't they?
Well, Boston's own capital? No.
No, that when you did the whole revolution thing and Boston was brought up, it's brought up as the capital of Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's usually at least addressed.
Yeah.
Boston turned into such a bitch town. Bitch city. They used to have giant balls. They started
Tell what the local places are because I can't bring up the picture enough. So.
Yeah, oh well. That's the thing is there's a lot of local artisan food that's local that you can only get in certain areas, like Bar Pete's on the South Shore. You can only get it on the South Shore of Massachusetts. And it's really good, but it's also gross. Like that's what's good about it. Pembroke, the town I live in, has two fast food joints. Burger King was the first one because they had to get a special license to be able to build in our town. Because they were afraid Burger King was going to like crush the local business, you know? Yeah. Anyway, I try to do something local every week, and I didn't have much Massachusetts stuff, so I just kind of bitched.
What about the storms?
Oh,
people got already.
I got sidetracked by my fucking rant. Yeah, this superstorm that No Agenda Show guy, that John C. Dvorak,
yeah,
was saying, oh, it was a nothing burger. Dude, we got nailed. We were out without power for 2 days. I actually had no internet for an entire day. Like, not even 4G connection on my phone, you know? Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I had the generator running thing. Oh, it was nuts going outside and hearing the buzz of generators through the entire neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Just but we don't have to lock down our generators here in Pembroke, Massachusetts, like Brian McFadden does. And
I don't have to lock down a generator.
Didn't you have your generator stolen because it wasn't chained up?
That has to do with the people I had living in my house.
Oh, someone who lived with you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I thought it was somebody who just jumped your fence and stole your generator.
No, no.
You can hear the generator running. What are the generators doing?
There's people living in my house.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a different story altogether that we're not going to get into because it's none of anyone's business.
It's a pretty much of a shit show story. So, Steve Bannett has been held in contempt of Congress. Woohoo!
The more I'm looking back at what Steve Bannon has said years ago, the more I'm realizing this guy's a fucking genius. Well, everyone thinks he's crazy, but he made a bunch of predictions that came 100% true.
Yeah.
To include parents getting pissed off when their kids went back to school. He said there's going to be a giant fight nationwide over when the kids go back to school, when the parents actually see what the kids are being taught, they're going to be pissed. And now look what's going on. Like, we got the FBI involved over this crap. We're going to get into this very soon. But Steve Bannon predicted all of this crap. And I'm still not sure what I think of the guy, but he saw a lot of stuff coming that no one thought about. But anyway, continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, you're good. That's all I had on the topic.
Yeah, well, he's being held in criminal contempt because he just won't show up to Congress for an investigation that they have no authority to do.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not the judicial system, right?
Right.
Like, we have an actual branch for judicial, don't we?
Uh-huh.
I think Brian's putting, like, CDs on or something.
No, I put my phone on mute.
Oh, that's a good call. Actually, when this storm happened and I had my generator running, I ran through the house. I busted out my old PS3 and some DVDs.
Okay.
I was excited. I was like, I have DVDs. I was like, I can play a movie. And I had I have an AM FM radio.
Did you have a shortwave radio?
Oh, shortwave would be FM.
No, hey, radio.
No, long wave is AM. That's why it goes so far. It loses less energy as it travels.
All right. Well, Andrew Cuomo has now been charged with a sex crime.
Yeah. Does this have anything to do with why he resigned, or is this separate?
Why he resigned.
Okay, so the actual woman that accused him of like grabbing her behind, or one of the several that he allegedly touched when he was in office?
I have no idea which one. Don't really care. I'm just bringing up the fact that just because he resigned doesn't mean he's necessarily going to get off scot-free.
No. And I got a feeling he thought he would.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought he would. Because for the most part, it's been a while since most of this crap happened. And you can't, once someone's been like ousted as a sex offender, it's easy to just accuse them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what Bill Cosby did, but there's no way he might have raped like 50 women. I don't know. But I got a feeling there's at least a handful there that is jumping on the bandwagon and saying I can get away with it too and get a settlement. Like, how many women accused Kavanaugh?
A lot.
Well, at least two, right?
Right.
And then one admitted she made it up. But by the way, I think Trump made a mistake with Kavanaugh.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, we'll get into that another day. I'll actually put time aside to get into that. Tell me where to go, O'Brien.
We're going to avoid the Virginia topics for now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's going to take up 90% of the rest of the show.
Yeah, well, that's why I put Cuomo with that, was the sex crime thing.
All right, that's fine.
But that's all right.
So, now that CDC has come out and said people should get their fourth shot for COVID.
Fourth shot. I thought two was supposed to... I thought only the elderly is supposed to get a third shot.
Nope, immune compromised individuals should get a fourth COVID shot. This is worse than the flu shot, which people are encouraged to get once a year. You got to get this every quarter now, and it's going to be that way for the rest of the life.
Forever. I don't do the flu shot either.
No, who does?
Actually, a lot of people do the flu shot every year. But let's be fair, the flu shot is they guess what strain of the flu might be prevalent this next year, and they make a vaccine for that.
Yeah.
Or actually, they pick like three or four diseases and they stick it all in one needle and they stick it in your arm. But that might not even be the virus that goes around that year.
Right.
Now they're warning us about the flu coming around again with the corona outbreak. And they're trying to say it's the first time the two have combined. I was like, no. Anyone who showed up with like flu-like symptoms was pronounced COVID, right?
Yep.
That was a year ago. That people were honestly trying to tell me, it's like, oh, there was like 200 cases of the flu last year.
No, like, there were no cases.
Like, do you honestly believe that? You know? Usually, every year there's like 4.5 million cases and thousands die of the influenza every year.
They usually, people still believe this stuff, but like, there's a lot of people walk without masks for the last 3 or 4 months, let's say, for instance, without masks, and nobody's dropping out dead, like, this big amount, like, this claim is to be, you know.
Well, in Virginia, in Florida, they never had a mask mandate, never had a vaccine mandate.
So you've got
the lowest COVID infection rate right now of the country.
And you think the numbers would be way high, you know, like they should be, but it's not preventing nothing, you know. And now they still see people out there outdoors wearing masks, like you're out by yourself.
You're getting tough to hear, bro.
Hold on, let me get my other earpiece.
All right. Yeah, we were talking about masks and shots, right?
Yeah. Basically, what Ray was saying was, we saw people out while we were outside in a bar today wearing their masks.
I see people every day wearing masks.
Outside?
Yes.
in their car by themselves?
Yes.
Can you explain it to me?
Why some dude's alone in his car with a mask on? No, I can't.
Why not?
Because that sounds like just sheer terror. If you're that certain you're going to die, why are you leaving your house?
Exactly. While I'm coughing, I'm going to go into a new transition here. Let's talk about the brand new super illness.
That's what I'm talking about. Not super flu.
The super cold.
Super cold?
Common cold, but it's way more extreme.
More extreme?
Well, you know the common cold is a coronavirus, right?
Of course it is.
No, of course it is. It is.
Yeah.
And we haven't come up with a vaccine for that yet.
No, not the cold. They're working on it.
I don't know. Last week, I'm pretty sure we brought up this weird, crazy idea I had that we were giving people AIDS with these shots.
That's what Fauci said.
Did he?
He created AIDS.
I don't know about that, but
gain of function.
He's definitely the dude that told me that sharing a box of cinnamon toast crunch, you can hit a mute button, you know, right?
I could, but I don't worry. Yeah,
I could. I know you have one. You got a nice headset. Look at that thing. That costs a couple $100. I know it. Fauci's the one that said I might get AIDS if I ate Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the same house as someone else has AIDS. And that kind of bothers me. That he's now telling me I'm supposed to double mask and have 4 shots. And oh my God, I think Brian's dying.
Is it? Yeah.
Do you have his address? We might need to call an ambulance.
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm already on it.
I'm not dying. I'm wide awake and loving life.
Yeah, it looked like you were about to lose a lung. Like you were actually going to cough it out of your face.
I still might.
It was a good joke. It was a good joke. That's what it was.
Yeah, like a shock turning its stomach inside out. You know? All right. What were we talking about?
The super cold.
But yeah, the super cold. They're being overrun with like the common cold, but it's very extreme.
Yeah.
It started in England. Mm-hmm. Go figure, right?
It starts in England.
Yeah. Well, the Delta variant started there too, I believe, right?
That started in India.
Oh, India?
Yeah, they didn't want to call it
India. They went to Italy.
I thought I just took off in India because there's so many people there.
There's people in India?
They got like 2.3 billion people or something like that.
It takes most of the Western Hemisphere to fill up what they got in India.
Well, China's right there too.
Yeah.
China's got so many people.
2 billion.
They keep, it's more than that now. They keep a 1 million-man standing army at all times. They have 1 million people in their army at all times.
They're like, what do you go train in China? Like, you know, like as an army, you know, like, I don't know. Just, it's crazy to me.
What do you mean by that? They're training the same crap you did, dude. Combat, how to fight.
No, like, it's like an army, the Chinese army, like, I don't know. Just, I feel like,
The same stuff the U.S. Army does. They're building bridges. They're repairing trucks. They're operating heavy equipment. They're firing and maintaining weapons. You know, crap that you and I did in the service.
No, but I'm saying compared to the Army, how much experience they got in combat. You know, we got like experience with somebody else combat. They have no combat experience compared to what the U.S. Army got. You know, all the British, all the Australian, you know, anybody in the U.S.
What do you mean? I have no idea how much the Chinese are involved. I honestly have no idea what conflicts they're involved in. But I know I have combat experience.
Like they're slapping the Indian guys on the border.
Yeah, well, when they got into like fist fights and crap.
Yeah, that's the only conflict they got so far.
Holy crap, that was nuts though, wasn't it? That was years ago, wasn't it?
That was level sea level. That was high, like in the mountains and stuff. Like imagine trying to breathe, get into a fist fight with somebody else.
No, I'd be like, even in a trench fight, like, do you really want to shoot each other? You just want to like go home tonight, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I don't think we're never going to see another war like the world wars. It's never going to happen like that again.
Now they got their freaking the missile that goes all the way up to hemisphere and just launched.
Well, actually, it goes in, yeah, the hypersonic missile that goes into low orbit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the ballistic missile actually goes higher up.
Yeah, but this one is like, this is actually our technology that stole it from us.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, yeah, they stole it from us, so that's why they got it now.
Allegedly, we have no way to stop this weapon from hitting us.
Yeah,
and it can carry a nuclear payload.
You see a lot of teachers selling Chinese secrets. I mean, a lot of U.S. college teachers selling secrets to the Chinese, you know?
Yeah, well, that dude actually thought he was selling it to China, but was actually selling to the FBI, right?
No. Actually, the teacher got caught. Like, he did. Okay. He been doing it for a while. I forgot the name of the school, but
anyway, Brian, where you been? Keep us on track.
So the Arizona Marine vet who disarmed a robbery suspect accept his heroism medal with a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt.
Yeah. So
who knows what that means? Let's go, Brandon.
Pretty sure everyone does, but really, anyone who still supports Joe Biden at this point is a blind follower. I don't even know what else to say besides that. Like, dude ain't fixing anything. Things are only getting worse. The average consumer is starting to notice their paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't go as far as it used to. And it usually takes the average person a long time to notice that.
McDonald's just came out and said they had to increase prices by 6% nationwide.
Did they really?
Yes.
And they told us this, but that means we're getting higher wages. I didn't get a fucking pay raise. Well, that's part of
the reason. The reason why McDonald's increased everything is because wages went up and supplies went up.
Well, I didn't get a pay raise, did you?
Yeah, I will the first of the year.
Well, did you get one every year? Huh? Oh my god.
It depends on cost of living. Whatever Social Security gets, I get it. The same increase.
Social Security. So you're at the behest of Joe Biden, who apparently can just snap his fingers.
No, it's based on some random numbers, based on what the inflation is like late summer.
Okay.
And because it was so high this year, I'm going to get the largest increase I've gotten in 16 years since I retired from the Navy, 5.9%.
That ain't bad.
Sure won't be enough.
Never is. Anyway, I'm going to try to share this link out somewhere. Right. Find us something to talk about.
So, funny story about the inflation. I was talking to one of my friends today he had me in speakerphone in his truck. And somebody's talking to him. I'm like, hey, dude, are you okay? You got there to where you have to go? Like, no. Somebody was talking to me about voting. They want me to vote for Youngkins. I'm like, oh, so like what happened? Oh, I told him that I'm from out of state, you know, like I cannot boat, but he don't want to boat. And I go like, dude, did you just vote last year, like for the presidential? Like, yeah, I did. And he sounded kind of down about it. Like, I'm like, dude, like, who do you vote for? Like, if you don't mind asking, he's like, I voted for Biden. It's like, how's that going for you? He's like, not good with the gas prices going on. Like, yeah.
Have you seen these stickers popping up everywhere, especially Joe Biden with his?
I did that.
Yeah, I did that. I've seen these stickers. I'm laughing my nuts off. Where do I get some of these stickers?
You can make them.
Ray's gonna order them for you.
You know, I can make some if you want to.
We can actually probably make that work. I have no idea. I haven't done. We do heat press, and we do all sorts of weird stuff that I don't get involved with.
Uh-huh.
By the way, they're looking to get hooked up with an embroidery place. I do mostly silk screening. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh yeah, stickers. I laughed my ass off when I saw a picture of Joe Biden pointing at the gas prices going, I did that.
Yeah. First day in office.
What are the gas prices in Massachusetts?
I actually make it a point to not look at them.
That's not good for the show.
It's an arm, a leg, your firstborn, and your soul. No, but it's less than where you are. I'm pretty sure I'm paying less than $4 a gallon.
We're paying $3.29 a gallon.
I thought you told me it was $4 last week.
Nope, not anymore.
Oh, that went down quick.
I don't think it ever went up. I don't remember telling you it was $4 a gallon. I might have had a couple of drinks in me then.
Possibly. All I know is I use my shopping grocery card. For my discounts, and that gives me discounts of gas from the shopping grocery place.
Okay.
And that's where I get my fuel. So I live within a mile of where I work. So I usually get 30 cents off a gallon when I buy gas too. So I never even bother looking at what the price is.
Yeah. So David Duvall's former executive.
David Duvall, is he the guy from X-Files?
I don't think so.
Who's the guy from X-Files? David Duchovny. Oh, that was Dave Duchovny.
Yeah.
I love it. She comes out and says she was waiting to tell me.
Yeah, she was ready. I don't know who this guy was. Ray put this thing on.
The truth is out there.
Yeah. His former exec won $10 million in a reverse discrimination lawsuit. Ray, tell us about this.
Well, there's no such thing as reverse discrimination, first of all.
Apparently he was
discriminated
is.
Against.
I'm sorry, I lost track of what was that? Which one is it? What the fuck is this?
The white guy who got fired so that people of color would be hired.
Oh, yeah. So he got replaced. He was about to hit the 5-year mark, and they got let go. And the people that he was training took the job, and they took two females to do his job. So he's winning. Hold on.
It didn't take two females. It took them two people to be able to do his job, and they happened to be female.
Either way, whatever.
But they wanted to make it a point that it was female. I'm just saying that one female might have been able to do the job, but they didn't find that one.
No, the people he was training, they replaced him with them. So he won his lawsuit. So, yeah, they find out. They just want to They want to, I don't know.
Diversify, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah. If he was fucking up and you let him go, I can see that. But he was doing such a great job, you know, then you let him go, then you got no resource, you know.
What job was he doing?
He was marketing, sales marketing.
Okay.
Yeah. And also now I found out AT&T is woke too. They're doing a lot of SJW training.
Get woke, go broke.
Yeah. I can't fire AT&T right now. I got a good deal, so I have to wait until later.
Huh?
I cannot fire AT&T. I have to wait until later until I finish paying off the phone.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I had to pay it off all at once.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Verizon will buy them soon enough.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe that's when I'll sell my Verizon stock. So when they buy AT&T, because they're probably going to get broken up at that point.
Yeah.
So thousands of Air Force troops are set to reject the vaccine mandate.
What are you finding that? Oh, geez. All right. That means they're going to get kicked out, just like the Navy guys, right?
Yep. There are some Air Force Navy officers that are suing the federal government to stop it.
I don't think they're going to win, though.
It's a tall climb.
Huh?
It's going to be hard.
They tested vaccines on us.
I don't know.
So how are these guys going to have any argument? Because they're literally part of the test group, just like most of this country. Actually, I say most of this country. It was like 65% nationwide is vaccinated.
Yeah.
All of us are.
Well, 65% is not all of us.
All of us on the show.
Well, I identify as vaccinated.
So do I.
I also identify as an attack helicopter. Brian's going to pass out.
No.
Can't keep your eyes open.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess they're going to get kicked out of the Air Force. That's all that's going to happen. Like, nothing special is going to happen. They're just going to be booted in. Someone else will take their position, and it's going to cost us, the taxpayer, to train them. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we'll promote people to fill the positions that were vacated. And we'll have to train all them to do this job that they weren't ready for yet.
Right.
People don't understand how much this kind of crap costs.
Nope. So the Biden, President Biden met with a Pope yesterday who said, go ahead, keep taking communion. You're a good Catholic.
I don't believe that, because a Pope already came out and publicly disagreed with him on his abortion stance.
Well, there's also other Catholic priests that have come out and said they raised the bullshit flag.
Yeah. Of course they did. I don't know. Just think of what Christianity is. Then think of the most conservative Christianity you can think of, short of Amish.
Uh-huh.
And that's Catholics.
You know? Orthodox Catholic.
Huh?
Orthodox Catholic.
Orthodox Catholic. They're not Jewish.
But they're really conservative.
Yeah, and you, depending on which way you go, you can find they got people that actually like whip themselves, self-flagellation for their own sins.
Yeah.
Better start now.
Yeah, well, Catholicism is all about guilt. And maybe you feel bad for having wants.
No, Catholicism is like, oh, you committed sin, just ask for forgiveness. You're forgiven. There you go.
No. You can be forgiven. No, Christianity is asking for forgiveness, and you'll get it. Catholicism is 35 Hail Marys, 40 Our Fathers, and 25 hours community service.
And you're all done. Good to go.
Yeah.
You're not guilty no more.
You're still guilty, but you're forgiven.
Yeah.
Crazy Catholics. Yeah, I don't believe the Pope said that. And if he did, I haven't endorsed this Pope once on this show, actually. I think I've only ever talked trash about him, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like this Pope.
Since the day he took office, actually, I remember going nuts about a Jesuit being the Pope.
Right.
Anyone who is listening, go ahead and look up what a Jesuit is. Because I bet no one has any idea what that means.
So let's talk about President Biden's plan to give illegal immigrants $450,000.
I don't buy it. to quote John C. Dvorak.
Awesome.
I don't buy it. That's more than the 9/11 families got.
It's crazy. That's all,
huh?
It's craziness.
Yeah, that's more than you get if your husband dies in combat, unless he buys extra insurance.
Uh-huh.
And that just seems nuts to me. You know what I mean? If your wife or husband dies in combat,
even if he bought extra insurance, depending on the insurance company, that insurance may not pay out.
Well, I just meant the insurance you get from the United States government.
The SGLI, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're killed in combat, your dependents are awarded X.
$400,000.
How much?
$400,000.
Yes, and that's a significant... That's at least enough to do ceremonies and, you know what I mean, and everything, and pay for... You know, put money aside or whatever for, you know, growing kids up. But, yeah, exactly. And you're talking now about giving more to people that ran across the border illegally. That seems nuts to me. Actually, it kind of pisses me off now that I think about it.
Let's talk about what's happening because of the vaccine mandates that everybody's kicking in, that OSHA has not come out with their new rules because of President Biden yet.
OSHA actually started enforcing it, I thought, or officially put it into place.
No, not yet.
Oh.
Nothing's been published yet.
I thought they just did, like, a couple days ago, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, exactly. All these places having issues, like Southwest Airlines, because businesses are imposing these rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's no actual law saying you have to have vaccines to come to work.
Not yet.
Even if there's over 100 people, there's no actual law. What, more states have come out and said we will not do this than to even remain silent, right?
Yeah.
Like, a majority of states saying that, no, we're not going to do this. That's absolutely, obviously illegal. I am not in one of those states.
You sure?
Yes, and neither are you.
Who's governor blackface down there? We're working our way that way.
We'll work, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know Friday, next Friday.
Friday is when you vote?
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's usually Tuesdays.
They count the election day, where's the result, and they got to Friday to notify, like, make sure that everything correct. Friday's the last day.
All right, we're going to get to that soon enough. Let's talk about this fire.
Fire.
Yeah, because our resources are stretched too thin as we keep firing people and making them quit. These vaccine mandates, and now we don't have firefighters. Man. Like, they're firing nurses. It's like, well, if you're dying of something weird, would you rather have a nurse who is unvaccinated or not be seen at all?
Depends on the...
What do you mean depends?
I'd rather have a nurse unvaccinated.
They do not be seen at all. I can stay home and not be seen at all.
I don't care who's seeing me, as long as I'm being seen by some people. Like, oh, if you're not vaccinated, I don't want to be seen by you.
Okay, then you can sit out here in the waiting room.
Right.
Because we don't have any more vaccinated nurses available.
Yeah.
But yeah, now, like, fire department in New York, they're having a blue flu kind of thing. What do they call it?
It's a sick out, you know. They're sick calling out. They're calling in sick when they're not sick.
They got the woo flu.
Yeah.
Problem is, when the fire department does that, you don't have firefighters.
I look like a kid died today.
7-year-old, right?
Yeah. They had enough firefighters.
I think a lot of people to blame for that. The reason why the sick out happened, and also the people that called in sick in an attempt to strike. There's a reason why the fire department and the police are not allowed to strike.
Yeah.
Or paramedics, you know what I mean? There's a reason.
Yeah.
And well, I do agree with that reason, because I am not some crazy libertarian. Anyway, Halloween's tomorrow for anyone who's watching us live right now.
Oh, yeah? What happens tomorrow?
Halloween.
Oh,
okay. Halloween.
I just said Halloween's tomorrow. Oh, it ought to be fun. I actually meant to wear my plague mask to start this episode.
Oh. You're not saying you're Batman, but you never seen you and Batman in the same room?
No, we've never been the same place together, have we?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I enjoy the Halloween. I'm going to be taking the almost two-year-old out trick-or-treating.
Nice.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good with the thank yous.
Nice, nice.
She had a lot of fun at the trunk or treat, and I guess she had a lot of fun down in Plymouth. Actually, right near where the Plymouth Rock is. She went trick-or-treating in the storefronts on the main street.
You guys replaced the rock with a tree stump yet?
What's that?
You guys replaced the rock with a tree stump yet?
No, the rock's still there, but
it's not a big, like,
a lot of tree stumps here. A lot of trees got cut down after that storm.
Oh, number shoot. One.
Like a firewood, though.
There's a tree down on my street and off the on the street on the next the one next to it.
Mm. So it's covering two streets?
No, two different trees on two streets. I was like, I can't go anywhere. Yeah, we lost power for 2 days, internet for an entire day. It was crazy. And I'm not so young that I don't remember not having internet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so long having a constant connection. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like being the Borg and not being connected to the hive mind. You guys didn't watch Star Trek, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I love the Borg. The Borg are your friends.
Yeah, okay. By the way, they ripped off Cyberman from Doctor Who. You will be resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving.
That's what I was trying to go, but I got into Halloween somehow because we already skipped tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Halloween.
They're coming out saying that Thanksgiving items are going to be in short supply and more expensive this year.
Well, it is more expensive every year.
Yeah, but this year is special.
Yeah. Is it going to go back down, or is this going to keep going?
Keep going what?
This inflation.
Inflation is going to keep going.
This Bidenflation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to make Jimmy Carter look like the world's greatest president.
Jimmy Carter. He was a one-termer like the first Bush, right?
Yeah.
And Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, though. Trump might run again.
We'll see.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Bidenflation.
Yeah, Bidenflation. Bidenflation. Well, even your average American doesn't pay that much attention to anything because they're so used to having whatever the hell they need within 15 minutes.
Just type it. A little emoji.
I think Brian forgot to hit record earlier.
Oh, so much recording.
I've got problems with my computer.
All right. I forgot what I was talking about.
Inflation.
Yeah, something about inflation, but
yeah, Biden. People don't realize how good they got it nowadays.
Yeah, they don't realize how good they got it. You can, like I said, you can just talk to your phone and a pizza will show up in your door in 15 minutes.
That's right. You can use an emoji too now. Pizza.
Yeah. And I'm hearing from people I work with. It's like, oh, I live at the worst place at the worst time in history.
You just don't know.
I'm like, you have no idea what's ever happened and how good you have it.
Do you even know what how is? No. You just don't know how good you got it.
Oh, he calls people Nazis. And he said he's living in the worst time in the worst place in history. I was like, you do realize that being a Jew in Poland in, 1944 was probably not a good thing. You know what I mean? It was probably against your best interests. But he just didn't get it. He genuinely thought he was being deprived of something. I was like, these people were, they were tested on, they were worked to death.
The Chinese too, by the Japanese.
Yeah. Well, China's never been ethical, but.
No, I'm talking about Japanese. Testing on the enslaving the Chinese, the Mongolian.
Damn Mongolians.
The Manchurians.
Anyway, tell me about this dinosaur. Anyway, Thanksgiving dinner. It's going to be more expensive.
Brian?
As he goes in another coffee fit. And he's got a picture. He's got his insurance salesman picture up there.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was the host for a while, I guess. Or maybe you were.
The one, the host?
Yeah, apparently Brian's the host now. Oh, my God. You going to be all right, dude?
Who?
You.
Yeah.
All right. That's a bad camera angle.
All right.
Oh, God. All right, let's talk. Okay, Thanksgiving is going to cost more this year. The cranberry sauce is going to cost more. Your turkey is going to cost more. Your yams, your pumpkin pies, all that crap. Even if you just want to buy ingredients and make yourself, it's going to cost you more.
Yep.
And now the average American is starting to notice this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it took the average American so long to notice, but like I said, they were so busy being used to being able to just say, order a pizza, and it showed up. That they didn't notice the grocery bill going up. And I think they're just now realizing that the check isn't going as far before it says declined. You know what I mean? I've seen my own family members put up on Facebook like, why also I know the grocery bill is getting so expensive. And I'm just, oh my God. Actually, more than once, I've just shared a link to this show.
How'd that go?
No, I think I got a couple of listens out of that.
That's good.
Doing that, I tell you. I've been talking about this for about 18, 20 months now. Maybe. We had a good point at how this is only going to get worse and people are going to get sicker by segregating them.
Yeah.
And now we can't afford to have Thanksgiving. They've already warned us to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah, because of all the problems with shipping and stuff.
Yeah, and they brought this up weeks ago. Seems crazy. And okay, Biden says, let's open up these. Jesus Christ, that is a terrible fucking video angle, dude. You need your camera like up on top of your computer.
Nobody's watching me.
All right. Maybe we need to get you a. That's what we need is little cartoon avatars to be us. sitting around a fire with brandy glasses. That'd be a fun, fun way to do this. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me about this dinosaur.
That's the UN new dinosaur that is taking over the world. Their new advertisement thing. That's telling, that's basically saying, if we don't make a change to climate change now, we're going to be like the dinosaurs and go extinct. We got to change.
Oh, okay.
So the dinosaur were burning fuel too?
They got killed by a meteor.
That's kind of like, I mean, I get the extinction idea. But yeah, exactly. They were killed by a...
They wanted to be like the Geico.
That's Geico. What
the UN was thinking.
Oh, they wanted that. It was a talking lizard thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to make Greta Thunberg jokes, but that's just too easy.
That was the comparison. You got Greta Thunberg or you got a dinosaur. Which one is going to be the most, more, the better advertising product?
I don't know. Did you see her doing
the dance?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, was she Rickrolled everyone?
Yeah.
You know the rules, and so do I. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Wow. That's a good tune, though. By the way, that Wicked White. Short Canadian guy. You saw the video anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any chance I can get one of her extra chromosomes? You guys didn't get that joke, did you? Brian's in here twice.
You know it. I'm trying to be special.
My mama told me special is another word for Greta Thunberg. Oh my God, I just got dizzy. All right. So the dinosaur is saying we're going to go extinct with the dinosaurs because...
We're not taking care of the climate.
Yeah. Does the average person know that we are literally coming out of an ice age?
No, not at all.
Really, do they know this? Or
No, the average person doesn't know that.
Do they know we go through these cycles every like 10,000 years?
They think we're dying.
Like, they honestly think the world is ending.
Yeah. Does anybody disagree with me?
No, I'm just thinking that Greta Thunberg's like 19 now.
She might be 21.
Well, she's only 21. I'm just wondering. never mind. I'm just wondering what the rules are about banging retarded girls.
Let's not go there.
I love how you both like, I have nothing to do with what he just said.
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
It's like, listen to the show. I said nothing after that.
All right. We have one topic left.
What the fuck's the matter with you, dude? Are you okay? Do you have the woo flu?
I got a coronavirus called cold.
You're dying, dude. Oh my God. Yeah. If you survive, at least you have natural immunity, which apparently is better than the shot by like 1,000%.
But he's gonna be missing a lung by the time he's getting after immunity.
No kidding. Looks like he's dying. So we gotta talk about Virginia or what?
Brian.
Or
yeah, that's where we're heading now. Or Virginia, our favorite topic.
What's it? Yeah, that or the Alec Baldwin thing.
Oh yeah,
we even have that on the list.
Yeah, it starts with it starts with a seer on TikTok. In black
text. Did you guys get the breaking news?
Breaking news. I haven't listened to that show in a while.
What's breaking news?
Brawl breakout on a Delta airline headed to Atlanta. From Atlanta headed to L.A. So, yeah, so actually fight in the air.
Okay.
Oh, that was days ago, though, wasn't it?
No, this is like 2 hours ago. That's another one.
Interesting.
Yeah, when the airline was saying, like, yeah, look like everybody's coming down. Yeah. Then two break. What was the other one the other day? Or something else about the mask. This one, two passengers.
Yeah, you got arrested when they landed. Yeah, they were going from, like, the East Coast to the West Coast, and they stopped in, like, Denver to arrest the guy who, like, decked a flight attendant, or what do you call?
This was just a video. Like, I guess people posted the video so far. So,
what did he do? What are the people? Why did he get arrested?
Oh no, the one that he was talking about is because of the mask. This one just they're fighting in midair, so they had to land. So we don't know what's going on yet. This just happened like 2 hours ago.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so that's the breaking news.
All right, I found the TikTok thing.
The armorer. Everyone's trying to blame the armorer. Don't get me wrong, she has a lot of guilt here, but I still feel like the person that pointed a weapon at someone and pulled the trigger and didn't know what was going to happen is to blame.
You want to bet on who gets punished for this?
Oh, it will not be the millionaire actor that everyone knows is a household name.
Okay.
It will not be, and you know that.
He got two positions in this movie. He's the producer and the actor.
So he is literally the person who put the gun in his hand that killed that person.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, like, he's the producer. He's the one in charge, and he had, like, a lot of mishap. An accident happened already.
And it's his fault.
And as a producer, executive producer, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He is the guy who put the gun in his hand that killed someone.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of shit trying to make this poor girl look like she was worthless.
Right. And,
well, she's got her own shit, but let's be real. If someone tried to make you look like an asshole, it wouldn't be that hard, would it?
No, not that really tried.
Well, I'm just saying, if something happened and it was either you or Alec Baldwin going to jail, it's going to be easy to go through your history to make you an asshole.
Right.
But, she only got, like, one more movie before this one, and the history is not that great either, so, you know.
Did you see her TikTok video?
No, I didn't care for it. Just heard about her history with Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, he went up on her because she shot like 2 rounds. And I guess he didn't warn nobody about shooting. Like, hey, I'm going to shoot 2 rounds. You know? So she got a history of not being professional. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that she killed people, though, because I still say that the person that held the weapon...
But it's still that you in charge of the weapon. Like, as a mechanic, you know, you didn't do a proper maintenance on your car, or somebody's car, and you let it go away, you know, let them fucking take off. It's still by practice.
Well, I'm just saying the person that took the weapon didn't properly check it.
Okay, I'm sure, how about this?
If I hand you a gun, how many steps happen before I hand that gun to you? Let's be real here. Assuming we're both responsible adults, how many steps happen for me to hand you a gun?
Okay, but how about me as a mechanic? Like, hey, your car is fixed.
And you can just wash over that.
No, I'm just saying, like,
you know, there's like 9 steps to do it, though. It's like, we're going to clear and safe it both.
Yeah.
Before you accept responsibility for a firearm, right?
Same thing goes with the car. Before you take it from the mechanic, you're supposed to be responsible. At least look at, like, okay, 4 tires, 5 lug nuts, whatever, each tire, stuff like that, before you drive off. If you drive off and accident happened, who's to blame, you or the mechanic?
Depends on what failed.
If, like, they're supposed to do an oil change or something.
No, driving off is what the vehicle is supposed to do. In this situation, he was never supposed to point that firearm at a person.
But he did.
And that's his fault for doing it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, see their responsibility for, because they had live ammo. You're not supposed to have live ammo in the set.
I get that. Just saying.
Everybody's going to take a little bit of the shit sandwich.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shit to go around. There's a dead woman over this.
Yeah. And I think it's not fair for anybody to walk out. You know? Some people need to do time, even if it's negligent.
People walked off the set, actually, in the last couple of weeks, I heard.
Yeah, before this incident.
Yeah, because they said this just doesn't seem right. Well, this is to the armorer's credit, how they were rushing people through, and there was a misfire before, and they said, oh, don't worry about it, just keep going. Like, I don't know. It seems like no one seemed to care about safety, period. It was all about how much it cost to film.
She was the cheapest choice. That's why they hired her.
That doesn't mean she's not qualified.
She's not qualified.
Probably not. Her dad was a big deal.
She's cheap. That's why they hire her. Like, well, she's cheap. When you buy cheap, you get cheap.
Well, her dad was a big deal, armor on movie sets.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I know, but we say that, but look at Tori Spelling.
Who's that?
She was a big deal in the 90s and 2000s.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Michael Jordan, do you think he's the greatest basketball player?
I don't care.
I'm asking you, do you think he's the greatest basketball player?
I understand he's very good.
Yeah. So what happened to his son?
Yeah, he didn't transfer. Different person.
That's what I'm saying. So that's because her dad is whoever he is. Doesn't mean he's going to transfer over to her, because genetics, no. It's the person. Brian, you sleep?
Oh, my God, he is.
Yeah, God damn it.
Fucking call him on your cell phone.
I'm on my cell phone right now.
All right. I'll call him. Why don't you side us out in this fucking Virginia bullshit?
I don't even got a thing popped up. I'm lazy.
Of course you don't. You never do.
I tried once and I'm like, I don't know where to find it. I have to log in a different computer.
So why am I even bothering sending this shit to you?
Because you like me. We got a live Zoe. Oh, he's looking at his phone. What is he doing? Come on, Virginia. It's time to wake up.
You there, Brian? The head nod. He won't even say a word.
Yeah.
I'm here.
That was pretty funny. No, I actually held the phone up to the microphone to record the ring. Did you get to hear that or not?
No, I didn't get to
hear it. No, you didn't hear it? I heard it in my headphones, but...
No.
All right, we're getting ready to do the Virginia portion.
Yeah, Brian, you ready for this?
No.
Nah. You were hyped a couple minutes ago.
Oh. Yeah, all right. I want to talk about these unrealized capital gains tax, but...
Oh, yeah.
No, I read up on it. It doesn't mean as much as I thought it did, but it still pisses me off. Tell me, what's going on in Virginia? You got this McAuliffe-Youngkin runoff. And apparently, Youngkin's taking the lead. The Republican. Virginia's been a long-time swing state. So, you know, what's happening?
No, actually, they could see a blue state now.
That was a mistake, I think. This has been a long time since they swung.
Yeah, just because of three major cities, which is the Fairfax County area, Richmond, and Hampton Roads. And right now it looks like Youngkins is like ahead.
Hold on. The seven cities is Democrat.
Three
Hampton Roads.
Hampton Roads.
Hampton Roads is seven cities.
Oh, Norfolk and Newport News and Suffolk so far.
Pretty sure it's seven cities.
Yeah, of course it's seven cities: Newport News, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk.
Yeah,
Newport News and Hampton. But there's three cities that actually get more popular than the rest. That makes the entire Hampton Roads blue. Because Virginia Beach is red. You go to Suffolk, it's red. Newport News, kind of reddish, not too much. But Norfolk is blue. But anyways, so yeah, the three major areas, Fairfax, Richmond and Hampton Roads, the one carrying the Democrats, and they're losing it right now because of the fact of Terry McAuliffe made in a statement that the parents should not have a say in what the teachers should teach their kids, the parents' kids.
He made a big deal about that, how you don't get a say in what your kids are taught.
Yeah, and that was the... Youngkin took over it like, oh yeah, I'm gonna use that as my campaign.
This is my campaign. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good campaign. It's like, this is what he promised you, and he's already in office.
Yeah. Well, he's not in office. He's Norton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Previously in office.
He was a previous governor before Norton right now. When Virginia, you only got one term.
Oh, before Governor Blackface.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, some people, I hear people, they don't realize that McAuliffe is not the governor right now, the governor so far, but he's running as in, for a second term, non-consequential. Non-consecutive.
Non-consecutive, yeah, okay, concurrent or sequential would have worked.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry, I just a little
bit. No, it's all right.
But yeah, so far it looks like Youngkin is like 8 points ahead, according to the Fox poll. But we're going to see. My wife went voting today. That's like one more point, you know, out there. So we'll see. And he promised so far, like, he's going to run, he's going to eliminate grocery tax, gas tax, and the one for the treasury for the city of Norfolk.
You guys pay for you guys pay tax on groceries?
Yeah.
Actually, I can't. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. Actually, I remember bringing that up when I lived in Virginia. I was like, in Massachusetts, we didn't pay tax on, like, food.
Yeah, well, Virginia does, and some area where you go to a restaurant, you get double tax. You get sales tax and you get food preparation tax, which I think is
We here, we don't get the sales tax. We get hit with a meal prep tax. Like someone else cooked you a meal and you get taxed on that. That's now, I'm cool with that. You know, you got money to pay someone else to cook you food.
I think is I don't like it because that extra money, you could have used it to buy something else, you know, in the restaurant.
So you disagree with tax?
No, like a sales tax. I'm okay with the sales tax, but extra tax on top of the tax, I'm not okay with that.
Well, how many times is a single dollar taxed?
More. Okay. Before you get your paycheck, it's already taxed twice by the state and the federal government.
Then because for the sheer fact that you're employed.
Yeah. Then you go spend it. You get paid taxes on whatever you buy in the restaurant.
No. You skip a step.
So what's that?
The business gets taxed for employing you that they pay the state and the federal. And then you get taxed for receiving that money too.
Twice.
By state and federal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So by the time you get paid, you've already been taxed four times by the time you've been paid.
Yeah. Then on top of that, they whatever you buy is a sales tax. Then it's a meal preparation tax. There's a then your dollar had to stretch out for property tax or whatever.
I was gonna say, then you dear God, lest you own a home. Now you have to pay tax, what, $10,000, depending on where you live, every year? Just to own a house?
For part of my place is like $1,000 a year. Because they're separated, they buy it quarterly. So every quarter you have to pay.
Trust me, I know how it works.
Then if you get water, you have to pay for water. Then you have to pay for trash. And whatever trash, you have to tax that.
This is why I want to live in the boonies in West Virginia with a fucking well water. And I'll make my own damn butter. That's exit fun. Strategy, Brian. Brian's asleep again.
Yeah.
Call him. Oh, it has to be me again, doesn't it?
Hold on. Let me see if I can call him. Hold on.
No, I'll do it. He's. Oh, geez. Don't be doing that crap.
What? What's up?
I just see El Guapo in letters now. He's going to be pissed when
I'm back.
Oh. You don't hear that, do you?
I hear a little bit. There he is. He's alive. He's alive.
It's alive. He's not going to wake up.
No, just that he's done.
Fucking kidding me? Dude.
We were not even drinking the heart this afternoon. We were just chilling, you know, like helping me change my oil.
I wasn't even going to. I actually didn't want to do the show tonight because I was having a good time. This show always makes me pissed off, you know?
All this shit going on?
Huh?
All this shit going on?
Yeah. And we haven't hit the fucking meat and potatoes yet, and he's already passed out twice, and we can't even wake him up from this fucking. We need his wife's phone number because he's done that to me. He's contacted my wife to wake me up. No, he has.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that on Facebook.
Man. Take a dump on his pickup truck or whatever he drives.
The Ford thing. But yeah, now like I guess there's a bunch of white supremacists showing up at Glenn Johnson.
Oh my God, he's leaving now.
Let me get another beer. I mean, my long-lasting beer.
Let me get it. He does not keep a cooler next to him like I do. I pull one out. I put one in.
Oh, shit.
Did he really just disappear?
Yeah, I guess it's back. It's back.
Oh, and okay. I thought he was just done. Maybe he had to pee when he woke up. I mean, he is like 85, right?
Yeah.
Are you drinking PBR?
Hell yeah, PBR.
You drinking PBR?
Yeah, I'm on the budget, dude. You seen inflation so far?
I thought you were drinking Mickey's.
Yeah, it's still expensive. The budget friendly, okay?
Hey, by the way, I'm putting away $10 a week to print these shirts.
All right. We'll have them in a year.
Well, how many different sizes do you think we need?
Well, we need 3.
Well, we need at least large and extra large.
I need a 2XL.
Okay. So I'm thinking a dozen of each size, right? For our first print. But the problem is, what if people actually want to buy them?
Then
who's going to want to buy them?
That's a good question. But what if they do and we cannot accommodate?
What are you going
to
accommodate?
Put it like, hey, it's going to take 2 weeks to deliver. Just let us know your side. Then we deliver by chair.
Well, like I said, I want to put on the front of the shirt is this is my thirsty shirt. Then on the back, the name of the show. I still like Ray's idea.
Which one?
I got a lot of them.
Well, as much as I don't want to change the name of the show,
we need to.
The booze news is good.
Dude, don't say that out loud. We have to like this somebody before steal it from us.
But it has been the Jeffrey and Brian show forever.
Yeah.
No, but now that you said it out loud.
Like 12 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. No one seems to give a shit, though.
Only me. Well,
actually, we're starting to get a foundation that follows us, which is even fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we managed to wake you up. Let's talk about Virginia, dude.
What about Elon Musk?
Huh?
What about Elon Musk?
Well, okay. What about his fucking tiny Asperger's dick?
He is complaining about the new tax plan where we're going to do unrealized capital gains tax. How in the hell does that even work?
That means that your net worth goes up and you get taxed on that versus the money you actually made.
Is the federal government going to do a refund when the net worth goes down?
Obviously not. But I actually read the rules. This actually does not apply to you or me if our property goes up or down in value.
For now,
exactly. But it literally applies to billionaires. But I understand. Well, just imagine if all of a sudden Jeff Bezos owed $100 million in taxes.
Let's go with Bill Gates. No, I'm just saying.
Let's say he was $100 million in taxes. How's he going to pay that? Right. How would Jeff Bezos pay $100 million in taxes?
He's going to do...
You know he doesn't have $100 million sitting in a bank account, right?
Yeah, nobody does. Even the multi-billionaires don't have that.
No. So he has to sell stock, right? Shares of companies. Now, all of a sudden, the richest man on the planet is dumping companies.
What's that do to the stock market?
The rest of the world sees this happening and they do the same thing. Then all of a sudden, your retirement just disappeared because Jeff Bezos owes $120 million in taxes. You know,
so they'll find ways to like work less hard and shelter their taxes so they don't have to pay that. That's
rich what people they do.
They always find a way.
Yeah.
They always find a way. Just like every year. Well, you guys ever work somewhere you get a Christmas bonus?
No.
Yeah.
Or an annual pay raise?
No.
I work in the same. Yeah, I get a Christmas bonus. Oh, well, I take Thanksgiving bonus. Last year, they couldn't give me a turkey, so they gave me money to buy a turkey. Like, okay.
Yeah. That's so your company doesn't have to pay taxes at the end of the year because they made money. Yeah. They do not want to be profitable. And actually, as soon as a company becomes profitable in terms of we can't hide the money we made, that's when they go public, typically speaking.
Yeah.
And sell shares of the company. People don't realize this, though. That's the problem, is no one knows how dollars move. No one knows how laws are made. No one knows how government works.
That's why they need to, like, instead of making $1,000 pages for law, it should be like no more than 4 pages. That's it, you know. The Constitution was set in 4 pages, so why everything else need to be more than that?
Because if you don't pass it, we can't find out what's in it.
I hate that fucking saying. Like
Nancy Pelosi said it.
Even with the fucking vaccine now, like, we don't know if it's good until everybody's tested it. You're like, really?
Yeah, I want everyone else tested then for me.
Yeah. I'd be the last person online. Like, okay, I'll take it, but I'll be the last person online. After a couple years.
Yeah. Well, I can't have it anyway. I have an actual health issue. That means I can't get the shot, period.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it kind of pisses me off that people give me like the stink eye when I say I haven't been vaccinated.
They're not you. They don't know what you got going through.
That's not their right to know.
That's my entire issue. Is it's none of your fucking business. My medical history, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, last time someone asked me about my if I had a vaccination, I asked them their BMI.
Oh, yeah. Well, they know. Did they know it?
Oh, no. They didn't even know what I meant. And they said, what? I was like, how much fat to, like, lean muscle tissue you have? And, you know, like, what's your cholesterol, you know? And they get all pissed. Like, that's none of your fucking business. I was like, yeah. And if I'm vaccinated, it's not. If I'm vaccinated, it's just a vaccination. I was like, but there's like a dozen reasons at least that you shouldn't have the shot. And now I have to explain to you that I'm this or that, or explain to you my medical issue that tells you why I can't get the shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. There's videos out there of teenagers seizing to death after getting the shot. With epilepsy.
Yeah, I have.
That's why they're telling epileptics not to get the shot. You might seize to death. I found this shit out online. No one told me. I could have walked into the fucking 7-Eleven parking lot and got a shot for free. Woohoo! Maybe even got a free cheeseburger for it.
There you go.
Then seize to death. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm pissed.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Move on. That's kind of what we do, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So the National School Board Association has now apologized for sending out the letter talking about domestic terrorism.
Because the guy that they called out actually had his daughter was actually like butt raped at school.
And it's probably on here at another point that the juvenile court system said he was guilty of.
He's been convicted, right?
Yes.
Let's be honest here. I'm amazed by this man's ability to suppress his rage. But he threw a couple chairs and yelled. His daughter was butt raped.
Right.
In a school bathroom.
And the school board decided the best way to deal with it was to transfer the student to another school system.
To do it to someone else.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that kid's alive.
Well, we don't know his name.
Oh, no. As the father. Okay, he threw a tantrum.
Right.
Oh, that's inappropriate. Okay, yeah, you're right. Normally, he would have gone and shot that kid in the fucking face, right? Point blank range.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. I don't think people understand what happened. I don't keep using the word, but she was butt raped in a bathroom in high school.
Yeah.
By what they're calling a boy in a skirt.
Yeah.
Because he's gender fluid. Yeah, no. Maybe not even shot. Maybe just hit in the head with a baseball bat. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. This pisses me off to no end. And they made the dad out to be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that was why all of a sudden all of a sudden, parents at PTA are terrorists. And this is the example they're using. Mm-hmm. Was the guy whose daughter was butt raped at school.
Yeah.
I think he was actually pretty calm about it.
Yeah.
Ray, right. Don't you agree?
I agree with you.
Yeah. You would have killed the kid, wouldn't you?
I'm not saying nothing about that.
Yeah, nah, you would have killed the kid. And I do. But you would have been wearing a ghillie suit from in the woods.
There's a big election coming up next week in Virginia.
Yeah, I keep hearing about this. It's actually making national news.
Yeah, because
everybody's scared.
Yeah, everybody's scared.
You're Virginia's right. About to swing again. It's been a long time since they swung.
2009.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's the last time that any of the three top positions in government have been held by a Republican. 2009.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yep.
All right. What about it? I don't know.
Well, I mean, people are bringing the big issue that has really brought this to a head, and it looks like the Republican has a distinct possibility of winning, is Loudoun County.
What about it?
There's been a few issues that happened in Loudoun County. One is this thing we just talked about where, you know, the girl that was raped, and they rushed it under. They didn't follow the state law and have an investigated properly. They just transferred a student to another.
They swept it under the rug.
No, they did follow the state law. The new state law says that you're not going to publicize it. And they just passed a law recently because they didn't approve this law.
Well, this all happened at the same time that they were trying to push through their transgender bathroom policy that said, you know, whatever you identify is where you can go to the bathroom at.
I believe, actually, one of our first episodes when we were way back in your backyard, I said that if all I had to do is say is I feel like a woman and I could take a shower with a gymnast after wrestling practice,
you're all about it.
I would have done it every single time. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be real here. How many of you guys would have said, I feel like a woman too, if you could take a shower with all the girls, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, especially the gymnasts. Oh, they were in such good shape and they were so flexible. Hey, the wrestlers are flexible too. Mm.
Right.
That's my point though. Was if all I have to do is say I feel like a woman, I can go take a shower with these girls. I was just thinking taking a shower with them. I didn't think about raping them, you know.
Why not?
It was an obvious extrapolation, but I hadn't thought of that at that point. I was still too young to realize how terrible humans are.
Uh-huh.
All right. What's next up? What's next up? Tell me more about Virginia. Virginia's the topic.
Yeah. Well, Virginia Democrats see potential Republican governor as a threat in middle school and public schools.
Yeah, what about it?
They feel like he's going to, like, change everything about the public school systems.
You
the problem with that is it's like fear-mongering because even if he wins the governor, right now both houses in Virginia are controlled by the Democrats. So this is like fear porn here, you know. It's like blah, 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 blah. No matter what, he doesn't have any control over it, but blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I thought there were other stuff.
No,
they're not worried about your parents. I think what they're worried about is parents getting to say what their kids are taught.
Well, McCullough says that's not a problem.
That's my point. And let's be real. No, this the whole Bannon thing I brought up. Parents are realizing what the kids are being taught.
And they wouldn't have realized it if we wouldn't have done 2 years of out of school education for
and
COVID-19
no work.
With Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. They watch the kids being taught that they're evil.
Yeah.
Or you're worthless. You could never get ahead. Why are you back on your weird picture of you? It looks like a high school picture, too.
It's not.
It's not, obviously, dude. You're like 45 or 50 in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
You're 1,000, aren't you?
No.
Two old guys. Yeah, and you're back on the other one with your shitty camera angle.
No, whatever.
Right up your nose. All right. I think Loudoun is actually going to be a big deal. I think Loudoun County is going to be the precedent for the nation. Especially in general. Like, as I said several times, I hate to say it this way, but it's the right way to put it. This poor girl was butt raped in a bathroom in high school.
Yeah.
And he was given access apparently this person's not transgender, they're gender fluid.
Right. Just likes to wear a skirt.
I would have killed the kid. Ray, you would have too.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, because you like you're trying to make sure you don't get kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince the wife to run for office here.
How's that working?
Actually, pretty good. I think I have a chance to get her to run for office in the town.
School board?
No, not school board. Selectman for the town. I don't know how much you know about town government, but it's very different than city.
Yeah.
I think she could do it. I think she'd be good at it. Especially because everyone's pissed at two of the people on the select board. Two of the three.
Uh-huh.
But no one wants to run for office. Now, I'm afraid of doing it, a run for office, because they'll find this show. Right?
Yeah.
So you just, look at this garbage, you know? But yeah, I'm trying to get Richard to do it, and I don't think she wants to, but these small towns in the South Shore of Massachusetts have a lot of money.
Right.
And they pay their officials way too much.
Yeah.
And they get pensions. Fucking nuts. Anyway, moving on.
Run for president after that.
Hmm. What's next?
I don't know. I'm restarting my computer. You got to take over.
What happened?
I'm restarting the computer. That's why I'm on the iPad.
That's what we're looking at?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How much of the show have you saved to your computer?
Probably not enough.
Oh, probably too much, actually. I'm not kidding. You get an external hard drive, move most of the move this entire show, and then a whole bunch of other stuff that you don't use a whole lot to the hard drive, and delete it from your computer. It'll move faster. All right. Next thing is McAuliffe and Youngkin are in a dead heat, but apparently Youngkin's ahead now, right?
Yeah.
According to the Fox poll, yes.
Well, Fox. I don't know what to think of Fox.
Well, they were asking in the most likely voters. So, yeah, Youngkin's ahead of it. So, we'll see.
We'll see.
But I know the regular polls are not going to say who Youngkin's ahead because they don't want to, you know, they're the pockets of the Democrats, so they don't want it.
All Youngkin has to do to win is just keep playing videos of McAuliffe saying you don't get a say as a parent.
No shit, dude. Like,
all he has to do to win.
You can put the date of the debate, and you can put what he's saying now, and he flipped 180. Like, he will say whatever he has to say just to get elected. You know,
you could do that, but all you have to do is show him saying, "No, I don't think you get a say."
Yeah,
and the average parent, which is, let's be honest, 40% of the population has a kid in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 30. That's a big swing in their vote. If he says you don't get to say what your kids are taught.
Yeah.
Oh, that's swing, a big kitty.
That might be the swing thing of the
election. My God, it's a big kitty. I'm sorry.
That's a big pussy.
Well, that's not a good thing. like a hot dog down the hallway.
Actually, Loudoun County students actually did their own walkout because they didn't feel safe in school this week.
Yeah, I saw that actually. Something about how if you get raped, they're just gonna cover it up, right?
Yeah.
Someone's already resigned over this, didn't they?
Yeah, like the school board president or somebody on the school board.
Do you see this cat?
Yes, of course I see the cat. He's laying right next to me.
Well, do you see him with a camera?
I think it might be good for my view.
Yeah, he is cuter than you, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I see the guy.
You can do a screen capture and just make him our profile pic of the week.
That might be a good thumbnail. It's probably a picture of Joe Biden, the dumbass.
That's something we already come up with. You should go back to the Beavis and Butthead episode like you did.
I was going to do that as a thumbnail, but I did the dirty transmission.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I thought it was going to be a good promotion. But no one knows who we are.
No, not yet. They will soon.
Yeah.
I found out last week that apparently Brian has donated to the No Agenda show.
Yeah, so you can't call me a douchebag.
I wanted to call you out as a douchebag so bad. What's even worse is I haven't donated yet, and I know if you do, now you will call me out as a douchebag. Anyone who's still listening at this point, you should check out the No Agenda show. These guys are way more professional than we are.
We just a bunch of dudes drinking beers.
Yeah, exactly. We're just getting drunk talking about the news.
Yeah.
But I do like their idea. Actually, I thought I'd bring this up, Brian. Uh-huh. What do you think about us setting up our own show format and then integrating them, just like these the No Agenda show does? A lot's probably going to overlap.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know how much you realize how many times I went into this Google Doc tonight to like set it up. I don't know how many times you had. Do you know how many times you had the same fucking link in this thing over and over?
Nope.
Oh, God. Yeah, maybe we should make our own Google Doc and then, I don't know. I think the idea of it being new is a good idea. You know?
All right, man. I gotta get going.
All right.
Nice talking to you guys. Have a good night.
Have fun, yeah, man.
So the Virginia father of Loudoun County, that he's been arrested and stuff, he's now announced he's running for a school board seat.
Why?
Because he says things got to change in the school board, and the only way to change it is by becoming a member of the school board.
And he was the guy that told everyone else to fuck off while he was in charge of it?
No, he's just saying you got arrested for like bringing up shit to the school board.
Oh, he was the guy whose daughter was butt raped in school. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, exactly. They said we're gonna take over the government then, right?
Yeah.
I'm honestly glad this is the way it's happening. Let's be real, versus literally killing people.
Right.
I'm glad this is how it's going down. They gave us a process to say, fuck you. You're wrong. But I honestly don't know what I would do if that was my daughter.
Right.
Like, no, I would probably go to jail. And you... Uh-huh. You know me.
Yeah.
I would do something to send me to prison, wouldn't I?
Probably.
Yeah. You would probably kill the kid. And maybe his father, too. I can't imagine that.
So, you know, I don't know if anybody realizes, that listen to the show, probably a couple of people do, that Virginia's been in the national news the last few weeks because we got a governorship election going on, and everybody believes it's going to be like
national
bellwether. You know, how Biden's doing in the election, how the House or how the midterms are going to go down.
Yeah, Virginia's a mess, though. You have a whole bunch of enlisted people, then a whole bunch of really rich Democrats living in Northern Virginia that right. work in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Virginia's used as a bellwether, but it's not fair.
No. But the polls are changing, and right now, I mean, one of these articles I had posted in here, it said that two of them were in a dead heat. I got another one saying there's a Fox News poll out saying that Youngkin, the Republican, is taking a big lead in the process. I mean, I don't know what to believe. I'm holding out hope, but, you know, the polls are the polls, so.
Youngkin's going to win this race.
No, is that a prediction?
It is, but
why?
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do to win the race?
Huh?
Well, how's he going to win the race?
Biden is in an office. That's why.
Okay.
No, I'm not even kidding you. That's why. The independents are going to vote other party because they are so pissed off at the Democrats. Democrats haven't done shit in, 12, 15 years?
Right.
They keep promising shit, but all they do is cost us money.
Well, they still haven't figured out how to spend $3 trillion between two different bills. You know?
They want another $2 trillion, right?
Right. And luckily, Manchin, I mean, for what he's worth, is saying, hey, I'm not doing it, you know.
This is why I'm buying crypto.
Okay.
No, it's independent of the U.S. dollar. As the dollar deflates, my crypto goes up. Actually, I've made a lot of money. Oh, here we go. Back to the net worth thing. My net worth has gone up a lot on crypto. Problem is, I don't actually have any of that money.
Right.
It's literally owning that piece of that company. I could sell it, but I think it's going to keep going up. Just like I bought a whole bunch of marijuana companies that I brought up on the show several times. They're actually not doing good lately. But
it will.
Yeah, it goes up and down. Lights went out for a couple days, you know?
All right, well,
rich white women couldn't buy the
quarters short on substance when they were asked why they plan to vote for him over Youngkin.
Yeah. And
the Washington Post actually came out and gave McCullough four Pinocchios for wildly inflating Virginia's coronavirus numbers. And for the people in the real world that don't know how liberal the Washington Post is, they are. And if they're going to come out against a Democrat, that means that the Democrat has really done something crazy. And
said doesn't something Jeff Bezos crazy. Own Washington Post?
Yes, he does.
Exactly. They're coming out against the Dems. They actually fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't trust any of these newspapers anymore. I can't stop the hiccups, dude.
All right. Well, might be time to stop the show then.
Maybe, but we got a little. Actually, we got through Virginia.
Yep.
We're about to get into Biden. How is this? Biden's a joke. No one fucking cares. No one trusts him. Biden's a joke.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
And did I get it?
The Biden said, the Pope said he could have communion.
This is what I brought up earlier. I don't believe it happened.
I don't either.
The Pope would have said it because the Pope already called Biden out on his sins, didn't he?
Yeah.
Actually, as soon as Biden said, I'm a Catholic and I approve of abortion, the Pope, I believe at that time, the Pope says that you're not Catholic, right?
Yeah, the Pope do.
I do not believe that this happened. And it may have, but I don't even know what to say. The Catholic Church is pissing me off so much. By the way, we gotta get Ray a mic. His microphone sucks, dude. It picks up everything. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Is that a show or is there?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my. All right. Well, I meant to bring this up a while ago, but if you're still listening, check us out. We're everywhere. Ask your smart device to find the Jeffrey and Ryan Show. Check us out on Facebook. We have our own page that we're actually live broadcasting on right now.
Yep.
Also, we're actually looking to make some merch. Oh, sorry, hiccups. So make some merchandise.
Buy our merch. Smash that like button.
Yeah, exactly. Or that Rumble button. We're getting ready for some merch, though. We're not doing the Teespring thing that everyone does. Oh, Teespring, like they basically print them off as needed. I'm thinking about printing out a couple dozen of a couple sizes.
Okay.
No one's gonna buy it, but you know, we sell 3 or 4 shirts.
We're good to go.
Three or four shirts will be pay for production at least, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone who is interested in buying our merch, email us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com.
Yep.
Good luck finding that one. Anyway, I'm done recording.
All right.